use all the words, but what's up, everybody? I'm Asa, and to my lovely left is Andrew. We're Borderline Entertainment, and we are here to bring you our weekly game chat.
Coming in. This is game chat.
Yep. I'm coming in hot. This is Blue Falcon.
I'm coming in hot. This is Red Viper.
And I really like saying I'm coming in hot.
Coming in hot. Gotcha.
Really overemphasize the T. Over.
Hot.
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 It's getting really sensual in here. Hot.
There's now a lot of sweat on my hands.
I'm not gonna take it any farther.
We've now wasted a lot of time. That's all right. How you doing, buddy? How do you feel about this weather right now?
It's feeling pretty
hot. Pretty hot.
Man, people are so done with
actually,
us right
it's
now.
October, so it's probably not really hot anymore. So.
Well, we're in Ohio, in case you didn't know.
So who knows what the hell it is?
I know.
I mean, heck. Legal. Legal. Can I say hell on camera?
Well, this was in a derogatory
term.
Is this a three-way call?
Mom, how'd you get on this line?
So now everything he's saying is going to get bleeped out?
Yes.
Okay.
Cool. Can they pick up Legal's voice?
Who?
The people.
No.
Probably not.
Probably
you know, people in the comments below after this episode, let us know if you can hear Legal.
Can you hear Legal?
Because he's got a charming voice.
It's very nice.
You know, I got some stuff I wanted to talk to you about today.
Okay. What do you want to talk about?
This stuff right here. What does that say?
Your mother's wish list for her birthday.
Dang it. This is the wrong notebook.
I think that's a different page.
Yep. I want to talk to you about exclusives and mascots.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about the exclusive lineup for this fall?
To be honest, I'm not too jazzed about it. Like, there's nothing specifically that I'm like, ooh, yes, I have to have that.
See, there are games that I am jazzed for.
Right.
But the list of exclusives is pretty small.
Pretty short.
Now, I realize that, like, you don't want to compete with other people, mm-hmm. but, I mean, come on. Where are the rest of the exclusives? But it's market. I just want to know, what are your thoughts on them? Do we really need them anymore?
I'm going to take you back to when Rise of the Tomb Raider first came out. What was that, last year?
Last year.
Dang. Xbox One exclusive. But now...
Timed.
Now PS4. It's timed. That's something I can handle, because it's like... You get best of both worlds. You get people to say, ooh, I have to get an Xbox One because I can play Rise of the Tomb Raider. But then you get people like me where it's like, but I don't really want an Xbox One. Mm. And so I get to wait and like say, I still get the game anyways.
Yeah.
And in that way, the company still makes more, they make more money that way.
That's true.
Because not only are they making money from the exclusives, they're making money from the people who wanted to play that game earlier and are now finally getting the chance to do so.
Yeah. See, I enjoyed Rise of the Tomb Raider. I never finished it, sorry. Much came out last year, but I got to play it last year. You have to wait.
Haven't even played it.
What a loser.
I played the first one, which is awesome, so I can't wait to play the second one.
But then with timed exclusives, we have these other exclusives that, I don't know how you put it, because I'm talking about Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter is not made by Sony.
No.
But for some reason, which they probably paid for it. They obviously did. It's only on PlayStation, which really bums me out. And also, I'm not buying it. I realize that happened a while ago, but I still refuse to buy it. I haven't even played it because that upsets me. Now, I've got both consoles, so I can play any game that I want.
Right.
But to take a game that traditionally has been on every console and locking it away, mm-hmm. that's shady. I love you, PlayStation, but... I feel bad for Xbox people, because now if they really want to play Street Fighter V, those Evo people out there playing in tournaments, they have to get a PS4.
Well, that surprises me coming from you, because you have specific games for specific consoles. Like, you won't play a certain game on another one.
Truth's out, I play Mortal Kombat on PlayStation and Street Fighter on Xbox, and I'm upset.
Oh, so that's the root of your problem.
I guess so.
You can't...
Thank you, Dr.
OCD.
Andrew. It's a problem. I don't agree with it, regardless. Now, if we're talking about Destiny, for example, I know a lot of people on Xbox are kind of bummed that they don't get things like Hawkmoon until later, or who knows when they're getting Zen Meteor. I don't know. They don't have it now. Do you guys know? Let me know. I don't think they have it right now. But then maps like Sexter.
Excuse me.
Oh, you know in Destiny... We get wild. Welcome to Sexter 618.
This is me doing a Titan dance. Oh, Titan human dance.
Oh, Oh no, this is your Titan dance.
Oh yeah.
Really? Really? But yeah, so they, in Destiny, PlayStation people, which that's where I play it, they get stuff before Xbox people, which even though I love my exclusives, I feel bad because I've got friends on Xbox that don't get to experience it right away. Mm-hmm. You know, but then again, it's timed.
Right.
And it's, I don't know why I brought it up, because it's nothing like the Street Fighter thing.
Well, you just wanted to talk about how, again, how people are kind of getting screwed over again.
Oh, I'm good.
That's the, I'm trying to help you tie it back.
You're right. That's why I got this guy. He gets me. So talking about the other exclusives, though, like we said, there's not a lot.
Right.
Gears of War just came out. Awesome. Last Guardian's coming out. Paper Mario already came out. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything else.
Nope, not that I can see either. There are no...
So that's not a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Which, Last Guardian should have came out a long time ago.
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2.
PC.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Read it.
No.
Right there, October 28th.
Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse 2, Xbox One and PS4. What is he reading?
Where are you reading that, bro?
Do you need these?
Dude.
It's right there.
It's right there. It says PC.
Look above it.
World of Final Fantasy, PS4 Vita.
Keep going up.
Last Guardian.
Keep going up.
So a timed exclusive by like 2 days.
Sorry, PC. You get it like 3 days later.
I like to pride myself.
Ladies and gentlemen,
eyes.
Did we tell you that we're not professionals? I mean, we're professionals. Listen to
just
us.
Not professional.
We're just
journalists.
Not. Yeah, we're not journalists. All right. If that's what you're looking for, you're not getting.
I'm sorry. This is just. It's another flop.
Did we tell you that we're just barely winning your affections one flop at a time? We hope you enjoy this. This looks so bad.
I don't know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. You're wiggling your fingers. I'm beckoning.
Oh, like, man, here. What am I doing?
Come here, buddy.
Also, look at how
your ball tickle,
my
man.
Fingers are not... This is not normal. It's like I'm playing the keys, but very poorly.
Like upside down? Or
that's already a problem. We're borderline entertainment.
Borderline entertainment.
We're constantly crossing the line. So what comes with exclusives back in the day? Some nostalgia for you? Mm-hmm. Were mascots.
Oh, okay.
So that was another beef that I'm having with these right now.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking the only things that are coming to mind right now are like Crash Bandicoot, right?
Yeah, which isn't even new. They're just remakes.
Right.
Still sweet, but they're just remakes. I'm pumped.
I mean, you got your classic Nintendo mascots, Link, Mario.
Yeah, but Nintendo's got Pokemon. That on lock.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, man. When we're talking about exclusives, yes, that time stuff sucks, but really... Exclusives build the brand. When I buy a console, I like to see the pictures on the back. Like, I remember when I bought my PlayStation 1, they had all these little screenshots on the back, these little thumbnails.
Yes, yes.
And they all had exclusives for PlayStation. Mm-hmm. So I would see Medieval or Parappa, and I'm like, that's PlayStation. Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, that's PlayStation. You know, and they had their mascots. I mean, they had the commercials. Back in the day, where like Crash would walk up to Nintendo and he had his little megaphone, like they really leaned heavy into that. Mm. And so their exclusives were tied to imagery with their mascots. And that's kind of not a thing anymore.
The only recent one I can think of, even for Sony, is Infamous.
Yeah, which even then, that was First Light.
It's like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
Can't be 4 years ago. This console hasn't been out that long.
Maybe it has.
Dang.
It's been a while.
But still, where are these mascots? Is that kind of a dead thing, do you think?
Right. Well, I don't know. Because we see, right now, recently, there aren't any really mascots for... You have your staples. Sony kind of lost them all, you know? Because, I mean, right now, they're bringing back Crash Bandicoot, but they're
nice
remakes.
Job.
But for Microsoft's, I mean, you have Master Chief.
Yeah, which is kind of getting beaten into the ground. Five was... They did a lot of cool stuff, but I just feel like they're being a dead horse.
Mm-hmm. Gears of War.
Great, but still, like, can we get something new? Mm.
So I guess really that's what it is there's no fresh mascot.
Nothing.
Like, it's all...
This guy's still here.
Mario.
Okay, Mario's got staying power.
Right.
Where's Crash? You know, where's Spyro? Where's Master Chief? You know, they're beating... Microsoft is beating theirs like a dead animal.
Beating their what?
No, like beating it. No. Beating at that horse.
Oh, okay, okay.
But, I mean, let us know what you think, people. Do you think mascots are coming back? Do you think some of them are still around? Do they even matter? Let us know in the comments below right after you like this video, because I know you will.
Yeah.
So, what are you playing this weekend?
Me. I'm playing Destiny because playing you. It's my... What?
I said, what are you playing? And you said, me.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm playing Destiny. It's been just my go-to recently.
Oh, yeah.
And add me on PlayStation, Jimbe 21, or DJ Mbe, as people like to call me.
Because they see the D and the J, and they don't know to say Jimbe.
No, they just go, hey, DJ, go over there. And I'm like, my name's Jimbe, but that's okay.
It's like that Django movie, the Django.
Oh, yeah. What's his face?
That black guy.
Oh, yeah, he's in all... Oh, Samuel L. Jackson? He's in, like, all of them.
Samuel Jackson. I'm sorry. He's in every movie.
No, he's in every Quentin Tarantino movie.
He's also in every movie. He's okay. Some angry, yelling black man's got a problem with the system.
Okay.
Not trying to... It's just true.
Hey.
I'm talking about the other black guy. Mm. That was... this is sounding terrible. I'm not trying to discriminate. It's just the way it is. But he's the, you know, the piano player.
What's his name? I don't know what you're talking
about. Ray. Ray Charles.
Oh, Charles. Ray Charles.
Not Chirals. Ray Charles, he was. I don't remember his name. Jamie Foxx! It's Jamie Foxx. The black guy in Django. De Django is Jamie Foxx.
DJ Ango.
We're going to be playing Destiny this weekend.
Destiny.
I've got some stuff I want to do. That Rise of Iron's out. Why would you not want to play that?
I don't know. So. Yeah, I need to catch up on that, probably.
Yeah, and you know what? We actually have not done an episode about that.
Oh, Destiny, we're going to hit you up.
We're going to come get you hard.
We're going to get that real quick.
I'm Andrew. This is Asa. Thanks for watching, liking, commenting, subscribing, all that stuff. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Peace out.
I'm really tired.